Hi, this is Glenn Kaiser in Chicago. I wanted to put up a podcast here at the beginning of 2022, and this one's called Reasons for Joy. What I want to share today is what I've shared before, written about in different places. Even in the face of the reality of suffering of millions of people, including varied elements of suffering that you and I have gone through or are going through, our families, people worldwide, even issues of the pandemic, staring wars, rumors of wars, real injustices in the U.S. and all around the world for people of color, staring these in the face, poor people who are beaten down, often discarded, neglected as worthless, lazy, bums, all of them, mentally ill people, those suffering from what we call natural disasters, such as floods, tornadoes, wildfires, mudslides, on and on it goes. Yeah, people sit in jails and prisons all over America and the rest of the world who should have never been placed there, and others who had enough money and lawyers to keep them in governmental and corporate power, you know, they're free. And on it goes. Yet, in the face of all of this, I find myself at peace with God and able to find joy, cheer, and a sense of purpose, even contentment. Oh, it's not nonstop. These feelings or moments when it seems the sun shines and all is right with the world, well, as long as the world exists as it is, with sin and injustice, apathy, and the mean, raging violence of fallen human beings, and as long as there's a devil and demons, as long as we each seek our own and not the things of Christ Jesus, as Apostle Paul so boldly wrote in his letter to the church, there will be donut holes and not just donuts. I came with a complaint and something less than a joyful attitude about some likely small matter. I don't recall the details these years later, but after hearing me out, one of my pastors quietly smiled and simply said, "I guess you can focus on the hole or the donut." I was stunned. Sure, he could have quoted any number of Bible verses and blah, blah, but what he said in that way at that moment was exactly what I needed to hear. We realize from the scriptural record that Jesus was at times angry, upset, challenging the status quo of self-centered religious leaders. We see him tossing the capitalists out of the temple. Let's call it like it is. We note his rather continual verbal chess matches with the Jewish leadership that he referred to at times with the brutal words scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. At one point, with regard to his own personally chosen disciples, he exclaimed, "Oh, unbelieving generation, how long must I remain with you? How long must I put up with you?" But he never stopped loving, nor for that matter, suffering and dying for those he was talking to and talking about. Don't miss that truth. So you see, regardless of what comes or doesn't, what beginnings or endings, sense of loss we've experienced in this past year and maybe experienced in 2022, the ups, the downs, whatever we experience now or in any other calendar year on this earth, there is still and all two points I'd like us to ponder. Do you really think Jesus walked around for 33 years on earth in constant misery, anger, a slow burn of disgust at the human race? And he understood sin like no one. None of us do. Consider the fulfillment in Jesus from Psalm 45:7, quoted later in the book of Hebrews, "You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of joy above your companions." quoted again in Hebrews 1, verse 9, we see the balance in Jesus himself, his hatred of sin, but more joy than anyone else. Don't miss this. Further, some cling to a negative, morose attitude like a security blanket. Perhaps one reason is that they think any kind of joy, a real pleasure, and even gasp smiling or joking around with others is petty, worthless, not dignifying their depth of spirituality, grasp of truth, knowledge, wisdom, nor sharing in the pains and distresses of broken people in the world. But I think such is less than mature if that's the only way we think. If that is the demeanor we walk around with, I don't think we represent Jesus as we might think we do. Lastly, what does a follower of Jesus do with Paul's exhortation, rejoice in the Lord always? And again I say, rejoice. Do you realize that the term joy and various derivatives of that word is mentioned some 151 times in the New Testament alone? Joy is in fact one fruit of God the Holy Spirit, Galatians 5:23, and for that matter comes up in order of love, joy, peace. It's the second of the nine fruits of the Spirit Paul writes about, love, joy, peace, which all come from relationship with God, not merely nor only human-to-human relationships, nor relationship to the world, nor merely within one's self. Oh my, what a can of worms, eh? I tend to be a deeply serious person who at times has been warned not to overthink things. So you see, I have learned and am learning still, after most of a lifetime of following Jesus, these very things that I'm sharing with you now. One day at a time. Give thanks. As a psalm lyric rightly and wisely states, weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Jesus taught us to be, quote, be of good cheer. To spin round and round in misery is not the life the Spirit of God works within us. You might wish to return to these thoughts again. I know I will. So, much love to you in Jesus, and I do wish you a happy new year. Glenn Kaiser here in Chicago saying thanks for listening.